Brilliant Audio presents
The Runaway by Terry Kay. I believe that every writer needs an agent who is part counselor, part editor, part lawyer, part liar, part arbiter, part seer, part dreamer, part irritant, and part believer. And because the agent who handles my material, as well as my fears and my occasional but gentlemanly outbursts of frustration, is all of the above, which in some makes him a special person and a sensitive and caring friend, I dedicate this book with admiration and appreciation to Harvey Klinger. And further, because they have taught me much over the years, and because knowing them inspired many thoughts concerning this book, I wish to acknowledge my brothers-in-law, each a veteran of the armed services, either in World War II or in Korea. Army. Harry Francis Patat, killed in action, France. James Luther McBath, Gwendol Duval Phillips, deceased, Fred Lester Skelton, Air Force, Edwin H. Holmes, James Paul Husky, Navy, David William Nix, Jimmy Carey. The Runaway. Forward. When I was 12 years old, or thereabout, a young black man I knew, also 12 or thereabout, called me Mr. Terry, one day. It was a great shock, one of those moments that is boldly tattooed to the skin of memory. I did not understand it then, but I accepted it. I think people who are beneficiaries of mystifying experiences always accept them. Many years later, I realized that being called Mr. Terry was a ceremony in my rite of passage into young adulthood as a Southerner, a kind of cottonfield bar mitzvah. It was the ceremony of Logan's Law. Logan's Law is from this book.